there's lots to do in Waco this week.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. I might brag just a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate.
It's time for another edition of Act Locally Waco. I'm Will Burney.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton.
So tonight we have the Cool Summer Night with Art and Jazz. The featured artist is Lee James, a painter. He's reinvented himself after he retired and discovered a hidden talent of painting. Lee will be painting live during the event. It also includes musical jazz performances by the Horton Duo, Chuck Jennings, Beth Ullman, and Gomez and Dakota. The cost is free. That's tonight from 6 to 9 at the Spring Hill Suites, Waco Woodway, 200 Colonnade Parkway. I don't know how cool it'll be, though.
Well, you know, it's not the weather that's cool, it's the jazz that's cool.
Ah, the jazz.
And then on Saturday, if you have been thinking in the back of your mind that you would perhaps like to go back to graduate school, there's a great opportunity for you Saturday morning from 8:30 to noon on MCC campus in the Mac building. The Tarleton State Graduate Program is having an open house. So that's a great chance for you to go and learn about how to get enrolled and what degrees are available, to meet some faculty. And then as a special little incentive, application fees will be waived for attendees who apply within 1 week of the open house. So that'll save you $45 if you do decide to go back to school. So that's on MCC campus in the Mac building starting at 8:30 and go until noon. Go learn about graduate school.
And then at 7, the number one concert series presents the Fine Tex-Mex Comedy Tour starring William Lee Martin and Alex Raimundo. It's a 95-minute show. It starts at 7 p.m. Tickets start at $22. It's at the Waco Hippodrome, 724 Austin Avenue. What do we have coming up on Sunday, Ashley?
Well, this weekend is Tri-Waco weekend. So Sunday is the big Tri-Waco Triathlon. It actually starts at a dark and early 5 a.m. The people who are participating will be meeting up at the Waco Hilton to get organized, and then they will hit the water for a 1,500-meter open water swim in the Brazos River. And then, of course, there's a bike ride and a run along with that. So if you are a triathlete, you're probably already signed up. But just in case you're not, the registration fees are $100 to $190, depending on what races you're going to participate in. And if you want to just watch, then all the action will be happening on the Brazos River and around, and you can meet up at the Hilton, too, and see what's going on. So that is bright and early on Sunday morning, and then a little bit later at 11 o'clock at the Waco Convention Center, a free event, the Texas Metaphysical Fair is going to be in Waco. So if you are fascinated with psychics and tarot card readers and healers and other metaphysical products, holistic practitioners, that's going to be going on at the Waco Convention Center for free. So parking is free, attendance is free, and it should be an interesting event here at the Convention Center. And then what's going on Monday?
Well, actually, on Monday, I'm going to predict that some people would like the yoga lunch break at the library. That's at the Central Library, 1717 Austin Avenue. It starts at 12 p.m. Beginners are welcome. Just bring your mat, a towel, and a bottle of water. And on Monday night at 7, we have Independent Movie Monday at the Waco Hippodrome. The documentary is Honky Tonk Heaven. It's a story about the last of the true Texas dance halls. Interviews include Willie Nelson, Jerry Jeff Walker, Dale Watson, James Hand, Jesse Dayton, the Waco Brothers, and Alvin Crow. That starts at 7 p.m. The cost is free. That's at the Hippodrome, 724 Austin Avenue.
And on Thursday, the Community Race Relations Coalition is having their 6th annual Celebration of Cultures. It'll be at 5:30 in the evening at St. Albans Church Parish Hall. It is a free event, but you do need to call and make reservations because they are providing dinner and they need to know how much food to provide. The cultures to be represented will include Mexican culture, African-American culture, Syrian, British, and Indian culture. And it'll be a fun night of music and food and fellowship at St. Albans.
And then at 7, we have the Family Night Puppet Show at the library. The Three Little Pigs Build a Better World is the last family night for the season. It's a puppet show and an interactive skit that lets you be a part of the performance. That's at 7 p.m. at the West Waco Library, 5301 Bosque Boulevard.
And also at 7 p.m. on Thursday, the young actors from the Waco Civic Theater Summer Music Theater Workshop are going to be performing Singing in the Rain, Jr. So there's a leading man and a love affair and silent movies and squeaky voices and lots of singing and dancing. So all that'll add up to a lot of fun. It's at 7 o'clock at the Waco Civic Theater, 1517 Lake Air Drive, and tickets are $8 to $10.
Well, there's certainly a lot to do in our big little town. Thanks again, Ashling.
Thanks for having me, Will.
For the full calendar of events, visit actlocallywaco.org. See you next week, Ashling.
See you next week, Will.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.